You go to a lot of countries in the world. In fact, you don't go to a lot of countries in the world. Let's put it that way. Not you go to, you don't go. You know better. You have any brains at all. I'm not going to go visit certain countries just because you want to see the beauty of some foreign country. There are countries you don't go to. Why? Because you're an American. And just because you're an American, you're not wanted. It has nothing to do whether you're a nice guy, a wonderful person, wonderful lady. Doesn't matter. You're an American. You're a target. We're going to blow you up. You're going to suffer. Possibility of suffering just because you're an American. Just because you have citizenship here. Terrorist activity aimed at America, aimed at you. Why? Just because you're an American citizen. You're not even in the military. You're not even carrying a weapon. You haven't waged war in any way. But you're an American citizen. And you're a target. Okay, get this in your mind and your soul. If you're a Christian, you better understand and remember that you belong to an invisible kingdom, but real. You are a member of a spiritual kingdom, and just because you are a member of that spiritual kingdom, you're under attack. Please remember that. Every Christian is under attack. Just because you're a Christian in America, you're under siege. The world and Satan do not want your marriage to work. They do not want, if you're going to a church that teaches truth, they do not want that to work. They don't mind these big things that are going on as long as they're not teaching the truth of salvation 1 and 2. That you're saved by faith, that you're restored by faith, that you live by faith. But if you want to add any works to any of those, you're not in the battle. You're already taken out of commission. He's got to do whatever he can to stop it. You are hated by the world just because you're a Christian. Jesus Christ informs you that you are hated by the world, and you better understand what being hated by the world means. What does it mean? Oh, I'm hated by the world, man, it sets me apart. Yeah, well, wait till they start hitting your marriage. Wait till they start dismantling your church. Wait till they start, they being Satan, they being the powers of darkness and used by the powers of the world. Where do they start dismantling you and your home and your family and everything financially, every way? And the world can't even see what's going on. But you and I can see because we have the eyes of faith. This is happening because you are a believer. We must understand that the world, by various means, it attacks your everyday life, your marriage, your family, your thoughts. This is why Wednesday night, stress, anxiety, depression. Why? Because people were in a war. What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians 10, which we're studying right now? Though we're in the flesh, we're not of the flesh, and we do not war of the flesh. War! We're in tribulation. Most Christians don't see that with each other. Everything's isolated, but we're in his kingdom. You belong to a spiritual kingdom, invisible but real. You are in a spiritual warfare, not against man, not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness. You're living in the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And you don't belong here. And Satan doesn't like you. A tribulation related to the kingdom. Look with me, if you will, at the Gospel of John 18. You're in an earthly, you're in a spiritual kingdom. Your suffering is not the suffering that the world knows. Jesus Christ was standing before Pilate, tribulation, suffering, just prior to intense suffering of the cross, and this is what he said. Gospel of John 18:36. Jesus answered, and look what he says. Now, first, before you read it, don't look there, look up here. Tribulation related to a kingdom demanding perseverance. Look what Christ said. Jesus answered and said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm.